Welcome to FHSU Tilt Talk, a podcast about educational technologies, teaching and learning, scholarly research and service, hosted by Teaching Innovation and Learning Technology staff.
Welcome back to What's New and Ultra Tilted. I'm Thomas Horn, and today's episode is one we have been building toward for a while, and one that's a little different from our usual conversations about what's new in Blackboard. Today, we're starting a two-part conversation about accessibility. And I want to say up front, the subject is more important than many of our other typical podcast discussions.
Hello, everyone. Dani Riley here. It really is different, Thomas. I think you said it well. Accessibility has always been important, but right now in the spring of 2026, there's a specific federally mandated reason that every faculty member needs to understand where they stand. We're not here to create panic, but we're here to be honest.
Yeah. We kept going back and forth about how to frame this, how urgent we wanted to be, how reassuring we wanted to be. All we kept landing on is the kindest thing we can do is be clear.
Mm-hmm.
Clear about what the law says, clear about what is at stake, and clear about what you can actually do right now.
So today's part one, we're going to cover what WCAG 2.1 actually is, why the distinction between accessibility and the accommodation matters so much, and what the April 24th deadline really means, legally and practically. Part two is where we get into Blackboard Ally, what it shows you, and how to approach remediation in a strategic, manageable way.
But before we get there, we need to lay the groundwork. And that starts with understanding what we mean when we say accessibility. The Web Content Accessibility Guidelines, or WCAG, or WCAG, or however you've heard people say it, are the international technical standard that defines what accessible digital content looks like. WCAG 2.1 level AA is the specific version and level that FHSU will be required to meet and 100% comply with on the 24th of April, 2026. And when we say required, we mean that in a federal regulatory sense, not just a best practice.
And I think it's important to say that what WCAG is not. It's not a style guide, and it's not asking faculty to redesign their courses from scratch. It's asking a much more focused question. Can every student access the content you're already creating? Can they perceive it, navigate it, understand it, regardless of how they are accessing the course?
WCAG is built around four core principles: perceivable, operable, understandable, and robust, or POR. Those sound abstract, but they translate into concrete things. Are images described for students who cannot see them? Can someone navigate your course using only a keyboard? Do things work as they should for all students? Do headings help a screen reader user understand where they are in a document?
And something we see consistently when accessibility improves, course organization improves along with it. When the organization improves, student stress goes down. And when student stress goes down, learning goes up. This isn't just about compliance. It is genuinely good teaching design.
That's such an important point. Accessibility is not a separate layer you add at the end. It's a part of what it means to design a course well. And it benefits students in ways we do not always see, such as students watching videos without sound in a loud environment, students using mobile devices, and students managing temporary energies or cognitive overload. These are not edge cases. These are our students.
One thing we really want to spend time on is the difference between accessibility and accommodations, because these two things get conflated constantly. And that confusion is part of what makes it hard for faculty to know what's expected of them.
Accommodations are reactive. A student discloses a need, paperwork gets processed, and adjustments are made for that individual. Accommodations are important and necessary, but they are not the same thing as course accessibility.
Accessibility is proactive. It means designing your course so that fewer students need individual accommodations in the first place, because the barriers have already been removed. It means the content works before there is a documented need, not only after.
And this distinction becomes even more important under the new Department of Justice rule, which we will talk about in a minute, because the rule does not say make accommodations available. It says the content itself must be accessible. Those are two very different standards.
Right. A student who cannot access a document in your course does not have to go through the accommodation process to have a valid complaint. the document either meets the standard or it does not. And if it does not, that is a problem the institution bears, not just that student.
So let's talk about April 24th, because we know that date is already creating anxiety and we want to be very clear about what it actually means.
Okay, so on April 24th, 2026, new DOJ regulations under Title II of the Americans with Disabilities Act take effect. For FHSU specifically, because we serve a population of 50,000 or more, this earlier deadline applies to us. This means that all web content and mobile applications used by a public entity, including course content delivered through a learning management system, aka Blackboard Ultra, must conform to WCAG 2.1 level AA.
And the key word there is conform, not be working toward, not show good faith effort. The standard is technical and testable. Either a piece of content 100% complies with WCAG 2.1 level A or it does not.
The advice we're operating under, and we want to be transparent about this, is that this is not a game of percentages. The Title II rule gives anyone who believes the university is not accommodating their disability something they did not have before, a specific, measurable, technical standard against which to measure noncompliance.
And the stakes are real. FHSU does not need to be caught in a broad audit. A single student who cannot access a single document in a single course can trigger an investigation. Higher education accessibility lawsuits have been accelerating for years. This rule changes the landscape significantly.
Now, we're not saying this to paralyze anyone. We say this because the clearest path through this is to understand it accurately. And honestly, there's good news.
There really is. Tilt has developed a strategic remediation plan tailored to FHSU's existing course copy cycle. And that cycle gives us a practical, manageable window to get this right.
Here's the thing. Remediating courses mid-semester does not meaningfully benefit students who are already in those sections right now. So the strategic window is not right now. It's the course copy cycle, which runs April through August. That is the moment when content gets carried forward into summer and fall 2026 sections. Remediating before that copy happens means you fix it once and every section that comes from it launches is accessible.
And that is a guiding principle worth saying out loud. Remediate once at the source before copying. A single accessible master shell prevents accessibility issues from multiplying across dozens of sections. That is the approach Tilt is recommending and is the most efficient path to actual compliance.
We also want to be clear about what FHSU is doing to support this. Tilt is available for outreach through departmental meetings, sharing Blackboard Ally reports organized by department, and clarifying who is responsible for what, especially in cases involving adjunct faculty who often teach from content they didn't create and cannot modify. So that is a distinction that matters, and we're available to communicate it clearly to program directors and course owners.
So if part one is about anything, it's about understanding the real stakes and understanding that there is a real path forward. These do not have to be in tension with each other. So if you would like a representative from Tilt to meet with your college department or program, please reach out to us so we can meet with you to discuss this important initiative.
We want to leave you with a few honest things to sit with before part two. The compliance date is real. The legal standard is testable, and the work matters, not just because of what it prevents, but because of what it makes possible for students.
In part two, we are going to get very practical. We will walk through Blackboard Ally, what it shows you, how to read your course accessibility report, and how to prioritize changes in a strategic rather than overwhelming way. Ally does not ask you to fix everything all at once. It helps you understand what to fix first.
So if you're thinking, okay, I understand why this matters, but what do I do? That's exactly where we're going next.
We will see you there.
Thank you for listening to this episode of FHSU Tilt Talk. Subscribe on Spotify, Amazon, and check us out on the Tiger Learn blog or the Tilt social media pages for updates. We'll see you next time.